He respected the chief, but he was going to have a talk with her about getting back on Days. Skid turned his cruiser onto Hogpath Road, a desolate stretch of asphalt bounded by Miller's Woods to the north and a cornfield on the south side. The cruiser's tires crunched over gravel as he pulled onto the shoulder. He was reaching for the pack of Marlboro Lights in the glove box when his radio crackled.
324, are you 10-8?
Mona was the third shift dispatcher and his sole source of entertainment, after the diner closed anyway. She'd kept him from dying of boredom many a night.
Roger that, dispatch.
So, did you talk to her?
That's a firm.
You ask her out?
Throwing open his door to keep the smell of smoke out of the cruiser, Skid lit the Marlboro.
I don't see how that's any of your business.
You're the one who's been talking about her for the last 2 months.
She's too young for me.
Since when does that make a difference?
You're tying up the radio.
Mona laughed.
You're chicken.
Wishing he'd never told her about his crush on Brandy, he drew on the cigarette.
Whatever.
Are you smoking?
He mouthed the word.
Shit.
You said you were gonna quit.
I said I was gonna either quit drinking or smoking. I sure as hell ain't gonna do both in the same week.
He sucked in a mouthful of smoke.
Especially when I'm stuck working nights.
Maybe the chief's still pissed about that old lady you roughed up.
I didn't rough her up. The old goat was drunk out of her mind.
She was 62 years old.
And naked as a jaybird.
Mona giggled.
You get all the good calls.
Don't remind me. The sight of her wrinkled ass has damaged me for life.
He sighed, his bladder reminding him why he'd stopped in the first place.
I gotta take a piss.
Like I need to know that.
She disconnected. Grinning, Skid got out of the cruiser. The crickets went silent as he walked around to the bar ditch. Dry cornstalks crackled in a light breeze. Beyond, a harvest moon cast yellow light onto the tall grain silo and barn roof of an Amish farm. It was so quiet, he could hear the cacophony of frogs from Wildcat Creek, a quarter mile to the south. Skid relieved himself and tried not to think about the long night ahead.
Yeah, he was going to have a talk with the chief. Get back on Days. He'd had enough of this vampire hour shit.
He was zipping up when a distant sound snagged his attention. At first, he thought maybe a calf was bawling for its cow, or maybe a dog had been hit by a car. But when the sound came again, he realized it wasn't either of those things. It was a man's scream. Looking out across the cornfield, he felt the hairs on his nape stand straight up. Skid rested his hand on the .38 strapped to his hip. He scanned the field beyond, where the corn whispered and sighed. Another scream sent a chill scraping up his spine.
What the hell?
Yanking open the door of the cruiser, he leaned in and flicked on the strobes, then pulsed the siren a couple of times. He hit his lapel mic.
Mona, I'm out here at the Plank Farm. I've got a 1088.
They used the 10-code radio system at the Painter's Mill PD. 1088 was the code for suspicious activity.
What's going on?
Some crazy shit screaming his head off.
Well, that's strange.
She went silent for a moment.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I think it's coming from the house. I'm gonna check it out.
Roger that.
Back in his cruiser, Skid turned into the long gravel lane that would take him to the house. The Planks were Amish. Generally, the Amish were quiet and kept to themselves. Most were up before the sun and in bed before most folks finished their suppers. Skid couldn't imagine one of them out this time of night, raising hell. Either some teenager on Rumspringa, their running around time before joining the church, was drunk out of his head, or there'd been an accident. He was midway down the lane when a figure rushed from the shadows. Skid braked hard. The cruiser slid sideways, missing a man by inches.
Holy shit!
The man scrambled around the front of the cruiser, hands on the hood, eyes as big as baseballs. Skid didn't recognize him, but the full beard and flat